Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Jody. I'm the supervisor on the floor today. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to figure out why I'm getting charges from this number on my credit card.
Yes, sir. If you're being charged, I'd like to locate that account and let's take a look, see what's going on. May I have your first and last name, please?
I've already given out all that information. Robert Kane, CAIN.
Okay, thank you. And I'm sorry, sir, the information was not transferred over with the call, so I apologize. I believe I've located an account. Will you verify the last, let me see, if you'll verify your shipping address, please?
19 Beverly Road, Charleston, South Carolina.
All right, so this would be the wrong account. One second. Let me go back. All right, so what is the amount of charge that you see there?
$49 and something.
Okay. Now, is that card shared with any person, like a spouse or a
Yes.
different? Okay. Do you mind if I search their name?
Christina, CRISTINA.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and you said CRISTINA. Okay, I didn't locate an account with that information. All right, I'll go back to the original search of Robert. And what was the date of the charge?
CAIN.
Yes, sir. What was the date of charge?
Let's see. Let me see if I can find that while we're on the phone,
Okay.
because
Now, probably the quickest way to locate this account, because I located an account with Robert Kane, but it's the address does not match. So if I could search by the first six and last four, that search will provide me with one account. With searching by the last four of the card number you were charged from, I don't mind, but I have to go through pages and pages and kind of cross-reference until I locate that account. So do you mind if I search by first six and last four of the card you were charged from?
I guess not. See, do you want the first four?
First six numbers and last four.
Oh gosh. Honestly, I'm not really comfortable with that, and I've
Okay.
already destroyed the last four are
Okay.
7956.
7952.
7954.
Four. Okay.
They're sending me a new cards because we couldn't figure out what this charge was about, so we thought it was fraudulent.
No problem. Yeah, that'll work. The last four. All right. And if you will work on the charge date, then I can kind of narrow, go back and narrow it down.
Okay. Let me see.
So I'm on my end. I'll continue to search, just see if there's anything that.
So here's a charge from Consistent Lifestyle on 129
Okay.
22.
All right. Thank you. All right. 129. I'm not locating anything right off. So, well, if they've canceled that card, you know, no one else can use it. That would provide me with the quickest way to locate that account is by searching by first six, last four. But I'm going to, I understand if you don't feel comfortable doing that, you can always have your bank online.
Honestly, I don't even have those numbers because I destroyed the cards.
Okay, no problem. All right, so it'll take a minute, but I'm going to continue to search with the 7954.
Okay.
All right, so I'm just going through multiple different channels, but thank you for being patient.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm about halfway finished, okay? So just hang in there 1 second.
Thank you.
Now I do have a Robert. I have a different last name. Let me see. And that the charge date matches, but that's about it. So I'm going to continue to search. I'll just kind of put this off to the side 1 second. If I'm not able to locate a different account, we'll go back to that one. And let's see if we can see if that's maybe the charge.
Okay.
All right, so it comes back to the same account that that can't be it. That was the account that has the, we verified the address, but it was incorrect. All right, let me continue. Located in Arcane, do you, what's your email address?
KaneRW@bellsouth.net.
All right, that's not it. All right, so if I'm not able to locate an account with using the information that you've provided me, it may require that you give your bank a call and have them on the line, or ask them for the merchant's telephone number for that charge. So, 1 second.
Well, that's,
I'm not quite finished yet. I have about two more places to search. It'll be the last one, I'm sure. It always is the last place you look. All right. All right, one more to go.
Okay.
All right, I'm working on that last search now. So unfortunately, like I say, by searching with the first six and last four, it will locate only one account. Now I honestly looked through each charge around that date. I didn't locate an account with the last name Kane. There's that one possible account that I'm going to go back to, but I'm not really sure that that's going to be it. So the one that I located was for the last name is Tran, though, but it has the same last four on the card, and the charge date matches. So that's the only reason. That's the only reason why I went back to this one. All right, let's take a look at it. Well, you gotta be kidding me! It took my search away. Okay, that's odd. I had the search there, and it I clicked on your name or the name, and it took me all the way to the beginning. Okay, so yeah, you may need to call your bank or your card company to have them assist you with this. Let them know that you would need the first six numbers of that old card number and the last four, and you can call back. We're able to locate an account using that information.
Okay.
All right. I'm so sorry, sir. Well, I gave it my best, but I wasn't able to locate an account. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.